one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Now then, I want to speak on my great grandfather. I read the letter from one of the children, and it's amazing how many children and grandchildren, 50 grandchildren, and so many great-grandchildren, but you only have one great father, one great grandfather. I've had an earthly father, but no more. I have only memories left of him. And I'm reminded often of him. I see my earthly father duplicated in me in many ways. I'm acting in many ways like he acted when he was 64. I remind myself of my earthly father. But after 50 years and more of being a child of the Heavenly Father, I ought to remind somebody of him, and I ought to remind myself of him if I've walked with him and fellowship with him and lived for him. I said to the sheriff of county, there was a boat stolen and a $3,000 gold ring. And I took him down to investigate. And the boat had no motor, so I know my boys didn't get the boat. Every time they steal a boat, it's got a running motor on it. I don't think any of the younger generation would ever want to row very far. So, coming back, I was talking about Miss, who has a half a million acres of land for her garden, the cattle and so forth. I said, you know, she talks about you and sort of like you her son. And he looked at me and said, I wish I were her son. She has no children, but has amassed a tremendous fortune. She probably has more deer, nalgai, Indian buffaloes, and quail, and coyotes, and wild hogs, and a lot of other things on her ranch than probably any ranch in the nation. But he said to me, I wish I were her son. He was thinking about inheritance. I'd soon be with $1 million a day of oil royalty. That's pumping black gold, isn't it? But you know, I'm a son of the one who made that ranch. And I'm going to inherit that land. I'll be the last one to get it. Bible said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. I have a great grandfather. I was born with a natural father. I was born again with a supernatural father. You think of the powers in the Old Testament that was given to the earthly father. He had a right to pick out the wife for his son in the Old Testament. That'd work now. If we had fathers close enough to God. Abraham called a servant one day and said, want you to run an errand for me. And he said, yes, sir. He said, I'm getting old. But he said, I want my boy to get properly married. He's 40-some-odd now. He's getting old enough. Ought to have a little sense. He's out of his teens. Well, he said, where do you want me to go? And he told him. And he said, don't come back now until you get a bride for Isaac. And so the servant went off down the road. Now, that was an important errand, wasn't it? And I imagine Eliezer said, Isaac, you better come here, man. I want to talk to you. Isaac saw, I think, a serious look on the face. And he said, if you ever prayed, you better pray now. Because I'm going to bring you back a wife sight unseen. I'm under orders of your dad to go get a wife, and he told me not to come back till I found one. And up the road he went, and sure enough, old Isaac headed for the meditating field. If you want to know what that means in modern parlance, it's prayer room. I mean, he headed for the closet to pray. He said, Lord, don't let him come back with one that won't work. And one that's not pretty and nice and sweet and fine, because I'm going to be tied on her for the rest of my life. And so the servant got up yonder at the well, didn't he? And when he got to the well, he said, Lord, I see some girls coming, or a young lady coming, to draw water for the cattle. And said, I'm going to ask you, when she gets through drawing water, that she'll voluntarily water this whole caravan of camels. Now, he said, if she'll do it, she'll be the one. And so she came up to the well, took the cover off, and watered whatever sheep, oxen, and cattle that she had. And she said, sir, would you like for me to put water in the radiators of the camels? I'm running a service station. Boy, let me tell you something. He scratched his head. He said, reckon that's really the right one? Boy, that ought to be. Can you imagine a modern girl? She wouldn't draw water for a parakeet. listen. She'd have had him drawing water for her cattle. But the sign brought to his heart that God had spoken to that lovely girl. And she invited him to go meet her dad. And he did. And asked her to go. Of course, There are just so many things in the Old Testament that are pointing toward the New Testament. Looking for a bride. He found one. And you know what that's typical of? God sent his spiritual Eliezer, the Holy Spirit, into the world. And you know where he finds his bride? At the water well. He finds him where the water's flowing. Water of life. And he'll not go back home. And I think the Father that sent the Holy Spirit said, don't come back until you get a bride for my son who never knew the love of a wife, the comfort of a home, the caress of a little daughter or a little son. Get him a wife. What kind do you want? One without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. I believe the Holy Spirit is in the final stages of finishing the bride for Christ. Amen. When the last soul is saved to make up the bride, the earthly father had a lot of power. Did you know that according to the book of Exodus 21:7, he had the power to sell his own children if he felt like that he had that power? I think what the Bible's teaching is this. The Father in the Old Testament had unlimited power with his children. As long as they lived under his roof, they lived under his concrete rule. I believe it ought to be that way now. Not only did he have power to get a husband or wife, he had power to kill one of his own sons. Oh, I know you'd holler, well, that's not right. I'm just telling what the Bible says. You can fuss at God if you want to. Bible tells us very plainly that when a son became such a rebel until he was destroying the home, and after the remonstration of a dad and the loving care and pleadings of a mother, he would not turn, but he said, I'll tear this thing apart. After they get through, they go to the elders and say, we have a rebel son. Worse than a rotten apple in a barrel. Our whole home is being destroyed. And they said, go get him and bring him outside the city gate. And the father and the elders and the people gathered. They didn't have an electric chair. And they didn't wait till he killed everybody in town to do it. They took him out there and stoned him and said, son, I regret to do this. It's the only way it looked like we'll ever save our home and warn other homes that boys cannot be rebels. Disobedient to parents would get by with it. Now this kind of preaching sometimes jars the daylights out of all the Casper milk toast at one time. Listen. I sat in my study with a woman, a mother that brought her rebel son that ran from home in serious trouble on probation. Why, he said he'll knock either me or his daddy down anytime he gets ready. He's a criminal. He's a thief. He robs houses, people, shoots dope, peddles it, sells it. Daddy's retired from the service. But he didn't get the right kind of discipline in the service or he'd have handled his son. I'm not mad and not mean. I'm just simply saying, I said, that boy sitting right there, y'all are helping him to become a criminal. I said, as a mother, you ought to carry a baseball bat just for safety. Amen. And knock the ball plumb out of the park. Yeah. And I said it, that old boy said, oh, and looked at me. Yeah. I said, mother, even though you've let him get away from you, he rules the roost and the roost is rotten. And I said, you need to clean the chicken house out. And I said, I tell you what I believe. If that boy knocked you down or started to, and you could take a baseball bat and conk him on the head and flatten him out on the floor, when he comes to, he'll say with a big nut, mother. He won't call you old woman. Mother, what did you do to me? She said, what I'm fixing to do again if you make another pass at me. I said, he'd love you more than he's ever loved you before. People don't understand that. She said, I love him. I said, then conk him on the head. Prove that you love him. That's what the Bible says. I don't know where's the flesh or what, but I said, son, if you sass her one lick, say anything ugly, I'll demonstrate to her what I'm talking about. You say, that's child abuse. No, he respected both me and her. That wasn't an idle threat. Until we conquer this bunch of hoodlums, they're going to ruin and run our homes. Little old murdering girls that try to kill their mothers and dads. God will never bless you. But back in the Old Testament, the parents had unlimited power, and the state and their religious vows backed them up in it. That's back before little old kids could get a lawyer supplied by the state and file on mother and daddy. Beautiful little elite, sophisticated aristocrat came down here, one of the Kentucky Blue Bloods. And she looked everything over. And she sat at my table at Sunday and ate a lovely fish dinner with other guests that had come. And she said, Brother Olaf, my girl, I know needs to come here, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to plead with her to come. And but she said, the Lord has spoken to me to send you $10. I said, I appreciate him speaking to you. I believe that's altogether possible, because we certainly need it. And she said, but when she got back, the welfare department put a magazine in her hands, and in that magazine was a con man's name called Lester Roloff. And she believed a lie. And she wrote me and told me, I'm not going to send the dollars. And I just said, well, that's okay, you know. But she called. She said, Brother Olaf, she said, my little girl's been gone. She's nothing but a little gutter snipe. She is a little girl of the street, and there's nothing that she's not into. And she said, this morning at 6:40, I was praying and said, Lord, I broke my vow. I lied to God. And at 20 minutes until 7, I said, Lord, that $10,000 check will be sent. And she said at 20 minutes after 7, and that's 40 minutes, two-thirds of 1 hour, my telephone rang, and my little girl said, Mother, I'm coming back. And she said, whether you take my girl or not, the dollars will be in the mail. Amen. Brother, you don't lie to God and get by with it. God is not in the unholy business of blessing liars that get their lies straight from their daddy, the devil. Now, what are the duties of a father? To love the child. Genesis 37:4. Command the child. Genesis 50:16. I know him, said he'll command his children after him. Instruct the child. All the way through the book of Proverbs is mentioned. Instruct the child. Guide and warn the child. Train the child. Hosea 11:3 and Proverbs 22:1. Rebuke the child. Restrain the child. Punish the child. Chasten the child. Nourish the child. Supply the needs of the child. And provoke not the child to wrath. You boys come back again when you want to now. We're glad you came. I went two of our rebels. They can't take it. I went down to Victoria. And they wanted me to speak on teaching and training and I gave, and wisdom, and I hadn't got started good until that bunch of college rebels began to walk out. I thought he's coming down here to tickle our head. But I came to stir their heart. Amen. They invited me to speak at A&M years ago. I walked into the building and it was nearly filled. Students just came. I guess this was the biggest shock I nearly ever got. And that is back sort of a good many years ago. When I got started to preaching and talking and giving illustration, I want you to know there was an exodus of that bunch of heathens. Boy, they didn't say, excuse me, please. They just stomped out. I could have carried a rock and roll band in there and stayed all night. We're living in days of insanity. I don't think the Gadarene demoniac was in any worse shape than most of our kids are. Duties. We're not to provoke them, though, to wrath. Many examples are in the Bible of great fathers. Abraham was a great father. Isaac, Joshua said, it's for me and my family, we'll serve the Lord. Abraham was the head of his house, and Sarah respected him. And then Christ put out a command about a father. He said in Matthew 23, call no man on this earth father. Now he's talking about spiritual father. We only have one. I believe that God has a right to be jealous. The Bible said he is. And if a priest were to walk down this aisle tonight, and I said, I'd like to introduce to you Father Flanagan, I would sin when I did it. I'd be a disobedient preacher when I did it. Because I can't have but one father. And do you think I'd let Father Flanagan be my father for one night or one minute? No! And if he's not my father, why should I call him father?
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar Program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. The message today, Our Great and Grandfather. If you'd like to receive a CD of this message, simply ask for offer number RO2803 and include $10 to help cover shipping and handling. We would also like to have today's date and the call letters to this radio station. Our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. And to use your credit card, dial toll-free at 1-800-772-7507. Our special offer for the month of September is Tell It to the Church. It's Five Nights of Refreshing Revival Preaching by Brother Roloff. That back in 1976. And to order that, it's RO418. Some of the messages that tell it to the church, it let us go over the storms, God is for us, who has the authority, love got better. All of them you'll want to hear, but you'll get them all by calling us or writing us and asking for Tell It to the Church. Now, the offer number is RO418. Now, to receive this, we ask for $35, and we accept credit cards, and our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, or you can write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And let me remind you that during the summer months, and of course we're getting out of those now, we've had a very difficult time financially. And if you can give a gift for the ministry, a very generous gift, it would be greatly appreciated at this time. Now, our address again is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea.